Today's pet of the week, it's the Pawpaw's pet of the week, being brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. Joining us this morning from Paws Humane Society is Assistant Director J.C. Pikel. Good morning, J.C.
Good morning, Chris.
I so called it. She's been looking for a spot to hide, and I'm like, right when I start this interview, she's going to be booking it for a hole, and she did.
She tried.
Yeah, that's a good point. She tried. She failed. Who'd you bring with this morning?
This morning I brought Bunny with me. Bunny, she's very, very pretty. She has really soft fur, so that's kind of where she got her name from. She's got soft bunny-like fur. She's mostly white. She's got some calico on her. And very, very nice cat when she's not totally weirded out in a new place. She actually came to Paws all four paw declawed, which is pretty unusual when we get animals in like this that are already declawed. Typically, they have an owner that contact us. Unfortunately, she's been at Paws for over a month now, and no owner has come forward. So, yeah, it's just very unfortunate. She was very, very scared when she came in. Not more scared than how she is here. She's a little more comfortable here, but when she first came in, she was super scared. Just very traumatizing for these animals when they go from a home to what we assume was probably a home to a shelter, but came in through the police department just like the other cats. She likes to climb and give hugs.
She's sitting on my back right now.
See if I can get a picture of this. Oh my gosh. So funny. Yeah.
Whatever works, I guess.
She's kind of a big cat. Like she's a female, obviously, but she's kind of a big, like, tomcat female. Very nice and just very loving. She was already spayed as well. The vets found a spay scar on her. So somebody had given her a good home before, and unfortunately she ended up at the shelter. I think she's about 3 years old, so she is an adult, and we would love to find her a new home where she won't end up back at a shelter.
She is very soft.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of crazy how soft she is.
And she's still looking for a...
I know, she's trying.
Aww. Perfect, right there. Stay right there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, stare at yourself. Acting like a mirror, our window. So let's go ahead and talk about adoption hours, JC, this weekend.
Yeah, so it looks like we will be open on Sunday, 1 to 3. It doesn't look like we'll be open on Saturday as of right now, but Sunday, 1 to 3, you can come out and see our animals. We do have two dogs right now. One dog might be going on a home visit, so that would be awesome. And then we have several cats available looking for homes. We have a few new cats that are still not fully vaccinated, but we'll hopefully be ready for homes in a couple of weeks. And then we've got other cats that are have been looking for homes for a few months yet. So
I thought she was going to jump in the trash can.
And you can come out and play with the animals, you know, learn how to walk the dogs, play with them in our exercise area, play with the cats. Any sort of new people these animals can see is just so helpful. It just helps them kind of get used to a new environment a little bit quicker and just used to people. If you have kids, bring your kids out. Even if you're just wanting to play with animals, it helps them, our animals, get used to kids more. And it helps us see how they react to kids just to possibly find them the perfect home.
And Buddy wants the perfect home.
Yeah.
She's starting to calm down
a little. She's just like staring at you like, why can't I go hide? No, what about just, this one?
I was just going to say, at least she's not looking for hiding spots now.
All right.
All right. Well, go check Bunny out and all the other available animals at Paws Humane Society, which you can find at pawsatcherylcity.com. Oh, let's talk about fundraiser. What's the next fundraiser coming up?
Oh my gosh, the next fundraiser.
Because you know it's going to be here, right? You know,
I know. Before you know it. Probably the Tattoos for Paws Rescues event, and that is June 14th, 13th. Oh my gosh. Now I forgot. I need to
look. I think it's the 14th, isn't it?
It's the 13th.
Is it 13th?
It's Saturday the 13th. I keep forgetting because it's like a play on Friday the 13th, but then it's on Saturday. That's right. So yeah, June 13th is Tattoos for Paws Rescues over in Mason City. Emerald Ink has hosted that. This will be our third year working with them, and they are phenomenal people. We have some vendors that are going to be set up kind of while people wait in line. And then we will have, obviously, lots of tattoos to be given out or given, I don't know.
Tattooed?
Tatted.
We'll check on that word.
Lots of tattoos.
I'm not sure.
It'll be fun. Yeah, we really like working with Emerald Ink. That will be from 10 until 6 p.m., 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. And just stay tuned. We have it on our Facebook event list on the PAWS website and on the Facebook page. So just kind of keep an eye on that. And then we've got a date set for the fun ride, the UTV ride, and that is September 26th. And then we are also working on the dog jog. We're hopefully going to have a date picked for that within the next couple weeks or so. We're actually looking at an October event this time. I'm doing a play on like Halloween and trick-or-treating, maybe having like the water spots will be water spots, but then you can also get some treats for your kids and for your dogs and then wear costumes and everything like that. I don't know if Bunny liked that idea.
That was like
or not.
A really prolonged
no.
meow. Feisty cat. Talking about dogs. That's what
I guess.
What she thinks of that.
So yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And then we did pick the date for Santa Paws, which will be December 5th. So
no,
hard
really,
to think about several months away, but this is how the year goes.
I really hope it don't fly that quickly. But it's something to think about. Santa Paws right around the corner. Let's talk about, I know you have two dogs, Val and Loki, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Val is really picky when it comes to treats. I noticed last night that she doesn't like the hard bone, the biscuits that we have. She's mm-hmm. very picky. So I think we need to put a call out for some more dog treats.
Yeah, for like this fun, soft,
yeah, the
chewy
soft
ones, like
dog treats.
The snossages, I think they call them, or like the bacon strips. Yeah, those are so much fun. Like the biscuits are good, but most of the dogs don't love them, unfortunately, especially once they get a taste of the really good chewy ones. So yeah, any of the fun, chewy dog treats, if you'd like to donate, are great. And you can bring them out to the shelter on Sunday and you can give them to the dogs directly, or you can bring them out and leave them at the shelter just outside as long as it's not going to rain, and a volunteer will bring them in at the end of the day.
Any other donations you can think of or things you need?
Always paper towels, cat litter. We're sitting okay on cat canned food right now, which could change any moment. And then we're sitting really good on the kitten milk replacer right now as well, which is good. And a lot of just laundry detergent, kind of those consumable stuff that we go through all the time, is laundry detergent, paper towels, dog treats, that kind of thing, cat litter. Some of the not as fun things to buy are the ones that we need the most, hand sanitizer, that kind of thing. So any donation is appreciated. Monetary donations as well. We use Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital here in Charles City. They are just south of town. Any donations towards vet care are appreciated. You can take your donation right out there and they can load it onto our account. We bank with First Security Bank here in Charles City. You can take your donation right out there and they can put it into our account. And we also have an investment at Edward Jones with Jeremy Heyer, that you can take your donation out there and invest it into a long-term investment that will hopefully turn into building a new shelter in Charles City. So that's hopefully going to be something that I can start promoting later this year, but just need to kind of work on things more and keep progressing.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, so if you'd like to donate, you can find ways at pawsatcharlescity.com as well. Anything else to add while Bunny's staring you down?
I know. She kind of was.
You ever get the feeling somebody's staring at you? Because she has been the entire time.
I know. She's like, why won't you let me explore? Oh, my gosh.
What
so
are
funny.
You looking at? I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure she's looking at you or if she's looking beyond you.
I know. I guess as kitten season is here, I don't.
Oh, yes. What, 60s coming up?
Yeah. Well, and we had our first kittens of the season come in last week, which was a big shock. I did not expect it. I was there to give the tour for the leadership with the chamber, and I looked in the cage. I looked down, you know, just kind of glanced all the cages. Any new cats? I saw a new cat, and I looked again, and I was like, "Oh my God, there's three kittens with this cat." It is February. This is not happening. So yes, foster homes are a huge, huge need. Unfortunately, this mother cat is semi-feral. I don't even know how these people got this animal into the cage, or, you know, into a carrier, into the cage, all this. I'm fostering this mother cat right now. It's been a very rough few days. Unfortunately, two of the babies didn't make it. She was very stressed when she came to the shelter, and she just didn't take care of them. Thankfully, the last kitten, which we named Riley, is a fighter. She is like determined to eat and drink, and is hopefully going to make it. She's been growing every day. So now that she's the last kitten, she kind of has all the nutrients too from the mom. So yeah, so keep that in mind as well. When you see tiny, tiny kittens, I know that you think you're doing the best thing by bringing them to Paws, but it's so, so unbelievably stressful, especially when the mother cat is semi-feral and not very happy. Mother cats move their babies naturally, but when you start kind of interfering, that's when that can be detrimental to the babies, because the mothers care about themselves. You know, they can always get more babies. Mm-hmm. They can never replicate themselves. So just keep that in mind. If you can keep them in a safe place until the babies are at least kind of moving and eating on their own, and then they can get brought to Paws, that's a much better outcome long-term for the mother and the babies.
And that must have been, maybe it's a totally different case, but I noticed the Charles City Police Department actually responded to a report of a family of cats, kittens, and a mom, and they couldn't catch the mom, so they specifically left the babies there. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah, which the mom will come back. I mean, just like, you know, baby bunnies. If you see baby bunnies, you can put like string across. I believe it's the same with the cats. Obviously, kittens, I think, move around a little bit more. But you can put string across or sticks. And if that is disturbed, then, you know, the mother comes back. But they usually come back at night. That's one thing I noticed with this cat is she does most of her eating and drinking and using the litter box at night, which is just a natural thing to them. They feel more safe. So, yeah, just definitely keep that in mind, especially now that spring is coming and it's going to start being warm, and more of those kittens and cats will be moving around and be a little more noticeable. And you can always call the Paws cell phone or text us if you have questions. You can call the police department, and then, if you have questions, but if you're able to safely house the cats, and mother cat may move the kittens to, like outside in your garage or something like that, then that would be the best outcome.
That's right. More details about Paws, go to pawsatcharlescity.com and find them on Facebook as well. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy the spring-like temps coming up.
I'm excited. You too.
Me too. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday. JC Peichel once again from the Paws Humane Society with this week's Paws Pet of the Week.